Today, U.S. government scientists announced they will build a network of buoys and earthquake monitors to detect tsunamis in the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean. There's only one such network now in the Pacific Ocean, and scientists say they're also collaborating with international organizations to build a similar system for the Indian Ocean. NPR's Christopher Joyce has details.
Scientists who monitor earthquakes and tsunamis have been taking stock of how well the U.S. is prepared for giant waves like the ones that ravaged coastlines in Asia. Deadly tsunamis in Alaska and Hawaii over the past 60 years led to a warning system for the Pacific. But scientists and disaster planners didn't think one was needed in the Atlantic and Caribbean. Vice Admiral Conrad Lautenbacher, who runs the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says attitudes have changed.
One of the interesting things that struck me as we worked through this is how important it is to provide a sense of security to those people that live along the coast. Now, in the United States, we have half of our people, one half of the population lives in coastal areas, and 180 million Americans vacation there every year.
So NOAA and other federal agencies will spend $37.5 million over the next 2 years building a new warning system. Scientists will need to learn the geological quirks of the two regions. There's not a lot of history to work from. There have been a few regional tsunamis in the Caribbean, but the last big one in the Atlantic region was in Portugal in the 18th century. John Marburger is the science advisor to the White House.
You've got to start with risk assessment to understand where the greatest risks are. And then you have to have a detection system, something that that gives you an alert, if you can. Some events are not predictable, but others are.
A global seismic network already monitors earthquakes around the world. That will be enlarged to speed up detection. As for tsunamis, there are sea bottom devices that sense a passing tsunami. Tide gauges along coastlines can also detect them, but only at the last minute. NOAA's Lautenbacher says for some tsunamis, people have to be paying attention.
If the earthquake and a resulting tsunami is close to the coast, then you need rapid reaction. And the best response there is an educated population and an understanding of where the risk areas are. For instance, when you look at the Japanese and their responses to tsunamis that have been very close to the coast, where there's really literally just a few minutes of reaction time, the educated population, they've been able to save 90% of the people that are involved.
In Japan, the coastline is heavily monitored, and tsunami alerts go out in minutes over television and radio and through emergency response teams. Scientists say some governments may be reluctant to share sensitive geological data. Science advisor John Marburger says international agencies like the United Nations will broker collaborations with the U.S. to extend its system to any nation that's interested. He says getting the hardware in place is the easy part.
The biggest problem in the Indian Ocean is actually not the detection, it's the response system that's very important. So I would say that that's the greatest deficiency, and it's going to take the longest time to repair.
Tsunami experts say even when countries in the Indian Ocean rebuild local communications networks, they'll need to find people who will stand watch and send out a warning, whether it's tomorrow or 100 years from now. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.